Sehr nicht mehr, sagen wir, Maria, komm ich zu Pinchas. Sehr nicht mehr, schnell, alle Schäden, was ihr schon fällt. Okay. So, we have to look at the Sugya in Sukkah. We got me about Schaaf.
Oh yeah, this is the far-fetched one.
Yes.
What page are we on? Are we in 9?
Yeah, packet, no, packet Yud, page 10, and page 20. Okay. So it says, Yeshua. And it was after the discussion of Yain Kofu, on page 20, the second paragraph. Yesh lo chiyach me'gemar sukkah, Yain Kofu shem Yain. Right, and we had a machlokas, right? We had the machlokas, the base Yehuda, and the Zchor, the Yitzchak, whether Yain Kofu is... As it's shame Yainov. These are Shom Kiyosu Rav and Amar of Yochanan Amar Rav Asma Chom Yigarda Chom Yifiyacha. The Pasuk says that you that the Schach has to be Yigarda Chom Yivecha. So the question is, but how, what do you mean? Those are food items. Food items are Mekabel Tumah. So what does that mean? So the question is, no, it means B'psolos Gord V'yakev. Then it's referring to the chaff. So is gar v'yekev ha'kasu b'damer. In other words, the chaff is not an ochel. That's what you have to use for schach. So the Gemara says ve'ema gar atzmo v'yekev atzmo. So, but maybe the Torah is referring to the gar itself, the food item itself, and the yekev atzmo. Amar Zeri Yekev Kan V'yefshol Sachemam. In other words, if you refer to the Yekev itself, so that would mean the wine. It's not shaykh to use wine for schach. I'm asking for Ramir Ve'ema Yain Karsh. Habobi Sneer. Maybe it's Yain Karsh that the Torah is referring to. Sheikh Domel Gule in the Vela. And when the Torah is saying that you use Gord, so is Gord V'yekev, it's referring to Yain Karsh.
How do you know it means yain
Yeah.
and not grapes?
So you see that Yain Kofu was called Yain. So that's the Raya, the Sefer Yain Meshumer. Is want to bring that maybe Yain Karosh is Yain. And the fact that the Gemara has a Havamina that the Yain Kofu is the Pshat of the Pasuk in Chumash, that it's not Psolos Gor V'yekev, it's the Gor Atzmo, but if it's Yekev Atzmo, but Yekev Atzmo is wine. So he says, well, it means Yain Karosh. And therefore, that would be a raya, the Sefer Yain Meshumer discusses that you maybe could even make a bari priyagos. Obtain Tzitzel meaning the Indian mitzanovim shenasel. So what is the Tzitzis Eliezer say regarding if you have like a jam? That's here on on page in packet 10 on page 9. He says, but page 9, he says, Simon Zion, Bracha. He says, Kvodo Shalani, Mitzanavim. In other words, you have grape juice and then you cook it again and then it becomes like a jam. So what bracha do you make then? Do you make a gefen, a eitz, or shahakah? Three choices. As you vanish, Lafia needs that in the Barsha bring us a gefen, Mirkacha, Zupakam, and Chol, Ofen, Shahu. He thinks definitely not a gefen, a gofen. And he says that maybe not even Bar Parais. He thinks maybe the Pashup Shad is Birka Shahakah. They says, "Rishona hayabara who shazesha lo d'shtana bracha liyayin mitzanovim b'rikas shahakol chol mitzvus peiros." Because why isn't it possible that it's shahakol? Maybe it should be possible it's shahakol. Why is it possible? Lo ara l'shakav lo bracha b'vayatz b'rikas hagavim. The time of over who chadim neishe d'tias anovim who meikar adaita d'hacha b'chdei liskod mehem ha-mitz l'asos ha-myayin. Whereas you have the grapes that are made to be wine. Yes, Rishenis Mination Shtanam Al Yusuf. Whereas that's the simple pshat of wine, that it was made to become wine. So that's the Ikar Pri.
Is he working with Ikara Pri?
Because whatever it's planted for, that is the Ikar HaPri.
No, I know the concept, but I'm asking you, is he working in that conceptual framework, or is he just saying that it's because he says Lemalyuta Lasayid Umasameach?
But it says Ikar HaPri l'kach natu, l'kach
That's what I
pri.
want to see. Where do we see that?
He writes it here.
Where?
He says, "Nira kavonis rashi makasun hanitam lamashke." The first word in the line is lamashke.
Right.
Ratzalomer pri hanitam v'chachila
Yeah,
mitchilas nitiyoso
yeah.
lamashke. Hematzid v'furas b'rashi. Yiker pri v'chach natu yichach prihu.
Have we seen this Rashi that, I mean, is that where the Ikar HaPri comes from this Rashi? Because so many of them are now working with Ikar HaPri.
Yeah, I mean the Gemara uses that data data the hachi is a lashon of the Gemara.
That was the purpose for which it's oh so the purpose for which it's planted is synonymous with Ikara Pri.
Correct,
Okay,
correct.
fine.
And that's the Rashba that we saw yesterday. That's what the Chazon Ish has a suffix about the Rashba, that what if things
Right, what are
change
the changes?
through
No,
the
I'm just
generation?
trying to so Ikara Pri goes back is linked to what it was planted for.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that ties into Lemalyuta or Ligriuta, whether it's not for that purpose.
Yeah.
In other words, those concepts are at least according to this school, integrally linked to that concept, right?
Right. He says, and now continuing on page 10, he says, "Zeh shatam hu gam nechet chilas nitias anovim ulamashke." يسين شبهو كي بهديا للوش شكل ما عشكم يوصل بكل شعب يلي بيرز زي بعض ملوش مرحب لهم شعاخر شعين ومدم بسخيطة على الأخيرة חוץ ממה שכם יוצא מהנאות ובזייסם שם עיקר. תחילה סניטייה של הוכי נעתיבו, של הוכי קיימי. כפי כך מברכם עליהם ולא שם פרי. היה עם מיני חשיבות של כל ולברכם לפני עצו. אם הידע שעיקר תחילה סניטייה של הוכי נעתיבו. But he says, "Hare merkach etanam, mitanovim ein shneim gam yachin." Zel lo sayim vasaki zed nemarach miyain. Sekva yotzim chal yain niyel merkach. Gam lo noti anovim adaiti lahachi. See, here it's not adaiti lahachi because you printed it, you planted it to make the juice. Now you decide later on you want to cook it and make a jam. But that's an afterthought. So that's not called the ikar pri. So therefore, you don't make the gebrach on that. That's what he says. So that's the Tzitz Eliezer's board. It's not the Ikarpri. Then we quoted the Rashba, question 38, 58. Shita's a Rashba. The Mashkin and Yotzim is a Daita Dehochi. But Zeba Alma is because it's talking about oranges that you squeeze, that they were planted to be eaten as an orange, not to plant it to be squeezed. So that's what it's Zeb Alma. And that's what the Tosis discusses. This is in the supplement of how come you don't make how come you on beer, how come you don't make mezonos? But that's the Yisod.
So the Daya in the Tosfot, which says it, actually it's not just the Tosfot. I mean, the Zaya Ba'alma, is that purely because it's that wasn't the purpose for which it was planted? In other words, is Zaya Ba'alma equivalent to that Ashita, or is there another explanation for Zaya Ba'alma?
It seems that that's the simple shot of Zaya Ba'alma. In other words, how come Yayin and Shemin is different, say, Zaysim Lanovim is different than oranges, because they're not planted to make the juice from them. They're only planted to eat. So you decided that you want to open up. How many juice stores did you see around when you were in Eretz Yisrael? They're very big, the juice stores, right?
Yes.
The mitzvah place.
No, I understand why Zaya Ba'alma is connected, maybe, but I'm asking, is it synonymous?
Well, meaning,
we have, what is that, one of three dayot in the Tosfot, right?
Yes.
So when do we have any indication that the Tosfot are referring to any other theory of why it's Zaya Ba'alma? Or do we know from the Gemara any other theory besides this? Oh wait, I suppose we could turn to the Rosh, which was unconvincing, but I suppose that is another.
Yeah, the Rosh was the one who said that how come vegetable soup is Adama as opposed to juice mitz is Shahakol. So Tosis says because there's a difference when you cook something or when you squeeze it.
No, the Rosh.
Right, that's the Rosh.
You said the Tosfot. Okay, the Rosh, yeah.
Yeah. So the Rosh says the vegetables, when you cook them, the extract from the cooking gets the same, is like the Be'er itself.
So that's what I'm saying. That's another way. I think it's
Another way.
unconvincing, but it's another. You could have another reason to
Yeah.
call it Zaya Ba'alma.
Right. So in other words, cooking versus squeezing.
Right.
Yeah.
Unconvincing, but it shows that it's not necessarily synonymous. The two, the Zaya Ba'alma and the Ikara.
Right,
As understood by the Rashba.
there's another way out.
There's another way out.
Yeah. And then question 61 of Chazanish, Mishtanu Beidor Lador, right? Now we saw that in Ravabadi 62, about he holds it is Mishtanu B'chol Dor V'Dor, because the Ravabadi is very stark that orange juice should be Ha'etz. So I used to be a big orange juice person, but then I had to go on a diet, so I stopped the. But orange juice was every morning. I had orange juice. That was like Tropicana. That was big. Big Tropicana person. So, but Ravabadi holds for sure. It should be. Ravabadi doesn't hold for this thing that mashke. Tosfos says mashke is different. So I asked him. Ezra Shek is very into that Tosfos mashke. All mashke is shahakol. Ravabadi thought mashke there meant that it's basically water. It's flavored water. So that's different than when it's basically flavored water. So that's what he thinks Tosfos is really referring to. But orange juice, even though you're drinking it as a drink, then it should be a bar praise. This is similar to the Beit Yehuda from the other day that says that brachas really are not so much in terms of the form. In other words, you can have something that's liquid or solid, and it can be the same bracha. Doesn't mean that necessarily has to change. But the body is clearly holding that it changes with Chol Dor V'Dor. Chol Dor V'Dor, whatever.
Well, that's the Chazonish. He's got.
Well, Chazon is bestopic, and he's.
Right. Okay, agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Ravabadi knew the Chazanish. The Chazanish was the one who told Ravabadi
Oh, yeah.
to go to Lakewood.
Right.
It was
And he.
Ravabadi grew up in Tver. But Ravabadi told me that when he learned the Chevron for 1 year, and his roommates were Moshe Sternbach and Rav Nachman Nechemia Goldberg. And Rav Kopchitz. Those were his roommates in heaven. But it was Rav Aaron Kotler's idea that he should come to America. So that's the Steers of Sugya of Lama Kes and Lama Tes. That's question 63. That the Sugya in Lama Kes is about Zeh Alma versus the Sugya in Lama Tes about the vegetable soup, and the Yishuv HaRashba was not a Daiti D'Ochi. Not that Daiti D'Ochi. And the sugya of the Rosh Hashit is the difference between Netiyah and the difference between Schita rather and Bishul. And then the Rosh, he uses the Lashon. On page 4 in the supplement Yud. Vishamashka. So he's saying really that when you cook something, you get the tam, man. You get the tam out of it. When you're just not cooking, you're squeezing, you don't get the tam. But it's just Efshashim, Bishel, Hapri. It would be different. When we Rosh HaKol in summer of 81, and Rabbi Willa gave Shir in Ketz HaMevorchim, so he said over Rabbi Jack, from the Rav, that the word Efshar means that, what's the Efshar? Because that was the question, whether you need Tzura Sapri or not. Because if you have the time, but you don't have the Tzura Sapri, that's why it's Efshar. That's what Rabbi Willa said from the Rav. That's why the Rosh uses the word Efshar. Because maybe if you remember, I mean, people find this very strange, that if you'll squeeze an orange, he wants to say that's Shahachal. If you'll cook an orange, the orange taste is going to be more when you squeeze it than when you cook it. Right? That's what people point out. So I don't know. It's a big Kiddush, this Rosh. That's why I'm a big Rashba fan. I'm a big Rashba fan. I once discussed this Rashba. My father had a connection once. We went to see there in Yerushalayim with Rav Rafael Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav's son. He looked, his Tzuras Padim looked like his father the most. And we discussed this Rashba and whether his father, which his father said something maybe it sounded like he was arguing. He said, no, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not going to argue on the Rashba. But we went and we were in his house in Be'er Sharim. That's 65. Tein Divrei HaShulchan Aruch B'zeh. Shulchan Aruch says on page 5, Perish HaShroon HaBishlo B'mayim. Right, that's the Rashba. And the Rosh says that Efshar, that it would be eighths, because the Rosh is chiluk between Schita and Mishal. And then question 67 is the Tosis' question about how come you don't make Mizonos on the beer? And Moses' answer about the three answers that he gives. He says,
Are we doing the Tosfot now?
He was looking at again the
well, the one we know, that was the Zaya Ba'alma run, right?
Yeah, and then he says,
what page are you on?
Page supplement Yud, supplement the package Yud, page 1. I didn't bracket it, but it's still there.
Can you just key us to the Tosfot, please?
Hi, Duvsha.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to find it in there.
So if you ask, come on beer, you don't make mizonos. He says, Hacha lo havi mamish sorim. It's only a little time of Alma. It's only a little time.